check-in on the Serta Counting Sheep.
Why aren't we counting anymore?
Well, the all-new Serta Perfect Sleeper has the Q4 support system that helps relieve aches and back pain.
We'll never get counted again!
Nope.
Serta, we make the world's best mattress.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Hey, Monday, here we go. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Fasano and Sandy. Welcome to it. It is 4:20 on Monday morning. Scott Fasano, Sandy Waters right there. And wow, what a wild weekend it was. It was so nice on Saturday. It's like, hey. Literally opened the camper Saturday, which was beautiful, sunny, like 75, 80 degrees. We stayed the night. And woke up the next morning to snow. I guess we were expecting it, or weren't we?
Yeah, that's what they say. Right. I had a friend from in town, and well, he's only from New York City, so he gets it. It wasn't that big of a shock. But we had the SUNY Brockport College Radio Station Hall of Fame Awards.
Yeah, man.
And so he flew in for it, which was so cool. But when he was flying out on Sunday, he goes, well, the flight was a little delayed. Yeah. They had to de-ice the plane. I go, oh, no. That's not what you want to hear when you're flying in April.
Not in April. Yeah, right. Exactly. Almost May.
Right. We're tickling May and they're de-icing the freaking planes.
Well, any snow shower should end here this morning. And then we'll see sun and clouds and chilly, about 40. It's going to struggle to get to 40 today. Tomorrow, a little warmer, maybe 54, and then maybe, you know, getting closer to 60 midweek. So it's coming back. But jeez, come on.
What the heck?
My tulips are going, what?
Right? Yeah. I know.
Daffodils. What? Wait, what? Okay, so we had quite a weekend. We started off our Friday night with the Wilmot Cancer Institute's big fundraiser, the Discovery Ball. That was amazing, totally amazing. I mean, can we say how much we raised?
I mean, I think so.
Yeah, you know, we do a lot.
They announced it that night.
Yeah, we do a lot of charity events and hosting and stuff, and paddle calls and live auctions and things like that. We raised over $1.1 million Friday night. It's crazy. It was awesome, 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 awesome.
There's so much generosity and love in that room. That was insane. Yeah, that was awesome.
That
so
was
good work.
Crazy. It was cool. It was at one of the hangars on Scottsville Road.
Mm-hmm.
How'd you like that vibe? Wasn't it neat?
Yeah, it was very cool. So
I had to move
to have Wilmot Cancer Institute here.
Well, I had to move my jet out so they could have the party.
Yeah,
there.
That's right.
My private.
That's right.
Yeah, right.
You were the one who got them in.
Yeah, I'm like, you want to use my garage? It was fine.
Fasano and Sandy.
Sabres chip it into the Boston zone. 5 seconds on the clock. The Buffalo Sabres end the drought with their first playoff win in 15 years in a comeback style. That was magic. 4-3 the final.
Yeah, how about that? Woo! Sabres. Big game last night. I mean, it's just, it couldn't have been any more exciting. With a comeback, like in the last, was it 7 minutes or something? It's just like bam, 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 bam. It's crazy.
I thought it was so fun to watch. Everybody, I guess this is what we need here in, I don't know, in Buffalo, Rochester.
Yeah.
But there were people there waiting before the game. There was so much energy, so many people. They call it Saberhood, I guess.
The Saberhood, yeah.
They wanted to be part of the Saberhood. But there were fans who didn't even have tickets. They just wanted to be there, standing out in the cold, because it was cold yesterday. Mm. They just wanted to be there to be part of it.
Yeah.
And then I guess there were big screens set up outside of the arena.
Yeah, there were.
Arena.
I saw a video of the fans outside just absolutely going crazy.
How much are those tickets to get in?
I don't know.
It's interesting, right? Because at one point, I don't ever know how much Sabres tickets are. I have no idea, but it's obviously a lot more now to get into a game.
Mm-hmm.
Would you be willing to spend anything? Does anyone know how much those tickets are going for?
Yeah, you know, I kind of have this FOMO because I don't follow hockey like I used to, especially the Sabres this year since like December, since they've skyrocketed and gotten into the playoffs for the first time in like 15 years. I kind of feel like I'm missing out.
So you're a fair weather friend. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't just be into the sport when they're winning. It's right. Typical you.
No, I mean, I'm a Bills fan. Different, you know, but I don't know why I'm not as much of a hockey. Maybe, I don't know. I mean, years ago, we used to like live, breathe, drink, eat chicken wings with the Rochester Amherst, too. And they actually clinched a playoff spot for in the last game.
My husband always reminds me, you know, the guy, and listen, I have no idea. I'm not going to even pretend I know. The guy who announces the Sabres games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the guy's name? The pretty blue eyes. My husband keeps reminding us. He was in the studio. You guys interviewed him. When he was in Amherst. I go, we did? Yeah, you don't remember him? I'm like, nope. See, I only got eyes for one man. No, we did? He says it all the time whenever there's like, whatever.
Wait,
like,
the guy who calls the Sabres games?
Yeah, the TV guy. What's his name? Somebody tell me his name. He's the guy, yeah.
He used to be in Amherst?
Or he played for a second, or I don't know. I really don't know. But Danger keeps reminding me. You guys interview. He was in the studio. He would come in, and you would interview.
Oh.
I'm like, oh.
Oh, yeah, right.
How about that?
Yeah.
And then you rattle off all these other players that are like, he's doing really good. You interviewed him, too. I go, we did?
Yeah. It's like,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Into 27 years of interviewing people, you kind of like lose track, I guess. But
oh,
I remember
God.
We had my buddy Mark Mercer had this convertible red kind of, you know, like American sports car. And when the Amherst won the Calder Cup, we got the Amherst to ride in the back. And they had a parade. Geez. And we were drinking out of the Calder Cup. And we'd go on, it was literally a parade down Main Street in Rochester. And
yeah, now we're nobodies to them. They're like, who? We're still around.
Good luck, Sabres. Next game is Wednesday, right? Wednesday night.
Spisano and Sandy.
This is a game that high school seniors apparently are playing, and I'm curious how many high schools are participating in this game locally, because this is not just a Rochester thing. This is an everywhere high school senior thing that is supposed to be fun, and it's turning out not to be.
Oh.
So this is a police officer that went to his social media.
You've heard of Senior Assassin, right? It's a game where seniors in high school eliminate each other by shooting each other with water guns. Wear a floaty, you're safe. No floaty, you're a target. When someone calls 911 and says they see someone jumping over fences and going through backyards with a gun, officers are going to be responding to what they think is a real gun call. These situations can escalate quickly, and a split-second misunderstanding can have very real consequences. Please take a minute to talk with your children about the risks of carrying a realistic-looking toy gun in public, because not everyone knows it's a game.
Oh.
Is anyone's kid doing this? Are you a high school student right now listening to the show and you know of a friend doing this? So apparently it's called Senior Assassin.
So it's not a video game. It's not something you buy. It's something you just do. I see.
Right.
Yeah.
And I've heard like, you know, you come home from soccer practice and your buddies could be hiding behind your front bush, and then they just shoot you when you get out of the car.
Uh-huh.
And then you get shot with water.
Yeah.
And then, oh, you're out.
Yeah,
and it's
right.
Like supposed to be this fun interactive game.
Mm-hmm.
Yet it's kind of weird.
In this timeline that we live in, it causes concern. You know, if you did it back in the 70s, it was the fun thing to do.
And the gun that he was showing that audio that we just played, that police officer was showing you. So I got this off of Amazon, and it shoots like water balls, like little balls that are of water. Mm-hmm. And it looked like a legitimate gun. Like, it wasn't like bright yellow.
Right.
Plastic, where you could see the inner workings of it.
Did it have a red tip on it or anything?
I don't remember now.
Yeah, because those are the ones that aren't like real. You can make a red tip on the. No, but like, that makes it even worse when you got realistic looking water guns.
So do you let your kid, because it does without a doubt build camaraderie within the class, right? Because it's a fun thing that they're all participating in. And it's kind of cool that they all are doing this, but then it turns like really dangerous like it is. So if you see your kid doing this, what do you, I mean, are they asking parents to say, don't have your kids do this at all? Or what do they ask?
It's only dangerous. It's not dangerous to anybody except the person who doesn't know what's happening, right? Like the seniors, like the kid getting out of his car and the guy's hiding in the bushes, they all know what's going to happen, right? Well, the guy who's getting surprised doesn't, but it's all in their world. You know, the little old lady across the street watching someone hide in the bushes, she doesn't know about senior assassin and the good, you know, the good vibe it's supposed to be. You know, it's like, it's a game of catcha, right? Game of gotcha. That's the problem. So everybody has to know about it in order to be okay. You know what I'm saying? As a parent, I'd tell them, I'd be like, yeah, it's fine. Go ahead. Have some fun with it. Just don't put yourself out in public where you could be spotted.
Yeah, don't get too intense with this game. It's supposed to be just a stupid, fun game. Yeah. Not like, can we find something else? Why would they even think, come on, this is so typical kids. Can we find another game to play? Do you know, do you read the news stories here?
There's worse, you know. I mean, like, hazing is something that's not official or any rule book by. It just happens.
You just went to the extreme.
Right. Yeah. Well, yeah. It could be a lot worse stuff, you know?
I guess so, Scott. Thank you. Thank you for that. But anyhow, so ask your high schooler if they're playing it, and then just be aware that, you know, whatever. So now I don't,
So it's called Senior Assassin.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, that's the game.
And if they're buying a water gun off Amazon, make sure it's like a Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck one, so people don't get freaked out by guns.
The Buzz.
It's Fasano, Sandy, Scott Fasano, Sandy Waters, and we have guests. We have lots of guests. James Whitaker's on with us.
Yeah, and we have Jackie from Mosaic at FLCC.
Yeah.
Jackie's back. Jackie was in for Live Audience Thursday a couple weeks ago. James, what you offer, and every time that you come on the air with us, the advice you give can resonate with all of us, but Jackie is an educator.
Yeah.
So a lot of this is really good for your students.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Big fan, James. So my question to you is, I love this idea of growth and performance. Mm-hmm. So what do you think matters more early on, having a clear direction or being open to trying things and learning from them?
Oh, very interesting, Jackie. Yeah. And I love the line of work you're in. It's a very important responsibility for the next generation.
Yeah. Thank you.
I would say it all starts with a curiosity about your own potential.
Hmm.
Curiosity about your own potential, about how great that you can be from this one extraordinary life that you've been given. Because if you try and give someone or ask someone what their direction is, it can be a little bit challenging if they haven't got the life experience to boot, especially when they have this comparison. You know, every time they look around, they see other people who seem to have it so easy or are doing so well or on a very linear path.
Mm-hmm.
So looking inwards about being curious about how great you can be, about your own potential, I think is very, very important. That's what I would suggest as a starting point. And then with that foundation, this idea of thinking about, like the skills I have, what am I passionate about? Who are the people that I know? What are the problems that I want to solve? They're the types of questions that can help you really connect with that curiosity about your own potential. And then once you've done that, and this is very important, it's developing expertise in one area. Just some type of skill that enables you to help people who are higher and higher up the food chain. And what happens then is they take an interest in your development, and that's where everything just explodes from there. So importantly with this skill, it doesn't need to be a skill that you have forever. Like, it doesn't need to be a forever direction that you go down. Like, if you have someone who decides that getting good at video editing is a skill that they want to develop. Awesome. That enables them to add value to other people, but they don't need to be a video editor forever. Mm-hmm. They just use it as a foot in the door and a way to develop some skills that can help them in life. Does that help, Jackie?
Oh, it does. It helps greatly. I'm working with high school students, and it drives me crazy how many times we say to them, what are you going to do? Like, as if they have to decide right this second the rest of their life.
Yeah, right.
Jackie teaches at a college, at a local college, but it's high school students that come to the campus and are partnered up with real businesses, and they're assigned real legitimate tasks to help that business. Isn't that the coolest concept?
Incredible. And Jackie, I've actually got a book coming out later this year in November, December, called The Beginner's Guide to Wealth, specifically for young people to do all of the things that we've just spoken about.
Oh, man. So
let's organize something for later in the year. We can get you back on. We can perhaps bring some of your students on or whatever you want to do.
Yes.
We could even do a whole series on it, whatever you want to do. But we'll make sure we can get those books to those people and make some big things happen.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
I love that idea. Maybe we'll do a book club or something with the students.
Or, book club. And maybe we'll fly James out and then we can finally meet him in person.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
That would be the dream, wouldn't it? Yeah,
I'm buying. I'm buying.
First class is the only way James flies.
Without kids is the only way James flies.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Okay, so if you ever want to come in the studio to ask James a question, or you don't even have to come in the studio. We love it when you're in, but you can just call us too, 818-2899. Mm-hmm. You can reach out to me directly, or you can just reach out to James at James. Witt, WHITT. Follow him. Listen to his podcast. It's fantastic.
It's called Win the Day. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Especially if you have a high school or a young adult. It's so good.
Yeah. James, thanks, man. We really appreciate the time you give us, and we'll talk to you next time, all right?
Love it. Thanks, team. Right.
Okay.
The Buzz.
It's Spizzano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spizzano. There's Sandy Waters, and you, caller, who are you?
I'm Joanne.
Hi, Joanne.
Joanne, this will be fun. Great way to start your morning. We're playing Backing Up the Karen.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. So you're going to win these tickets no matter what. And it's very cool because you get to choose which tickets you want to win. But you got to play along with this first.
Okay.
Out of the 140 comments on this post, you have to try to guess if the majority of the comments backed up the Karen or not. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. This is what it says, word for word. This is from somebody who lives here in Rochester.
Oh, okay. Go.
I can be standing outside with somebody next to me, and a motorcyclist a mile away is so loud that I can't hear that person next to me. Sometimes we even have to pause our conversation. What is it that fuels such hubris? Who writes hubris?
What? That's a big word. What does that mean?
What is hubris?
What is that?
I had to freaking look it up.
Yeah, I know what that
it's
is.
It's like overconfidence.
No, it's hubris is the stuff you dip your pita bread into.
Right? Yes, absolutely, exactly. Okay, anyhow. I've written one and can understand they are fun. But there's a certain level of disrespect for everyone around you within miles.
Oh, God.
Just trying to understand why. Mm-hmm. And if there's any hope for a peaceful coexistence.
Oh.
I truly do want y'all to enjoy your bikes. But should hundreds of people suffer so that you can have fun?
Wow. That's
hubris.
Oh. No.
So out of the 140 comments, did the majority back up the Karen?
No, they did not.
They did not back up the Karen.
I bet they ranted on her.
Yeah, because I think it was a bit much. Well, I would go against her just for using big words that I don't understand.
I know! I was like, what is that?
I don't think they supported the Karen at all. I don't think they backed her up.
No? Okay.
What's the answer?
You both are locking in your answers.
Is this your final answer, Joanne?
It is. Yep.
Final answer. Okay.
Out of the 140 comments, the majority of comments did back up the Karen.
What?
No way.
Yes.
Oh my
God. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Some comments came in where motorcycles rock my apartment while flying down 390. It's ridiculous. My poor cat is beside himself every day.
Oh, God.
Another comment came in. I love summer, but I don't miss the motorcycles at all. I kind of like it when it rains. LOL.
Wow. Wow.
They are definitely compensating for something they don't have.
Oh, there you go. Hey, wow. Joanne, I was
thinking in the country.
Just, I know, right? Yeah, stay out in the sticks. You can make all the noise you want. Joanne, you win. Congratulations. We're getting you a pair of tickets to two different shows at Del Lago. It is either the Hairball Balls to the Wall Tour on May 2nd or M80s playing the greatest party band of the 80s at Del Lago on the night before on Friday, May 1st. Which one are you going to choose?
The M80s.
Yes, yay! M80s at the Vine Showroom. Tickets available at DelLagoResort.com. This is the world's largest 80s party. It's coming up Friday, May 1st, a week from Friday. Thanks for playing, awesome. Joanne.
Thank you. It was fun.
Thanks for listening to The Buzz. You're part of The Buzz fam now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye. That's fun. We've got more tickets coming up here this morning in just a few minutes for our Joker Justified.
Yeah, you have to decide if what provoked a dumpster rental company to dump a full load of garbage on a person's property was justified or not.
Gates coming up next.
99 The Buzz.
Thank you.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business, to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
Bizzano and Sandy put life's messy moments on trial. This is Jerk or Justified.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Can't wait to hear this story.
Okay, what provoked a dumpster rental company to dump a full load of garbage on a person's property? You have to decide if it's justified.
I love this. I want it to be justified, but I got to hear the story.
You can't make this up. So this happened in San Francisco. Okay. Just happened like last week or whatever. Mm-hmm. A company called Express Rental Dumpster had rented a dumpster to people moving out of their home.
Gotcha.
The company says the customer never paid. Their credit card kept getting declined, and they allegedly kept promising to pay later. When the company came back to pick up the dumpster, it was completely full. Now, you know, you're moving out. Okay. It is full to the brim. Instead of hauling it away, the driver opened the truck, backed up onto the property, dumped the entire load of trash onto the lawn and driveway. And drove off. Yeah. And, of course, it was all caught on a doorbell camera.
Oh, love it. So is that jerk or justified?
Now, I do have to say, a neighbor said the resident claims that they did pay the $700.
Yeah, roll off.
So now it's... Now it's like a he said, she said. The company's like, no, you never paid us. Then some of the neighbors are like, no, they said they paid. So now there's a clearer dispute. But this is the funny part. So police showed up, right, and told the driver to at least move the debris off the sidewalk and fully onto the property. So, and neighbors ended up helping clean up the trash. So there's no more trash in the front yard. But jerker justified for the company to, to do that because, according to them, the bill wasn't paid.
Yeah. Okay. This is a good one. Is it cut and dry? That's the question. 818-2899. 818-2899. And we'll take your calls, and we'll also give you the first call through gets to go see Hairball Balls to the Wall Tour at the Vine Showroom at DeLago Resort and Casino. Good morning, The Buzz. Is it jerk or justified?
It is justified.
Yes, it is.
Oh, man.
Now, they told the neighbors they paid because they didn't want to be ashamed.
Right.
Right.
So they lied to their neighbors. It is justified.
It is. And who's this?
This is Cindy.
Cindy, I got a pair of tickets to go to Del Lago Resort and Casino Vine Showroom on May 2nd to go see Hairball Balls to the Wall Tour.
Oh, thank you so much. Appreciate you guys.
All right. Tickets on sale at lagoresort.com. Must be 21 years of age or older to attend a show at the Vine. Am I going to have to card you?
Well, probably 40 years ago, you said. I would try it now, buddy.
I love you.
Yeah. You right. Beg people to card you.
Really?
Please.
Please, please, please. All right. Hold on. I got to get your info, okay?
All right, honey.
Okay,
thank you.
Stand by.
Messages are coming in. Justified. I think they're agreeing with Cindy. Justified. If you use the service and didn't pay, mm-hmm. that trash is yours.
Yeah.
Why should a company eat the cost and haul it away for free?
Right. And then have to go to small claims court to get paid and whatever, right?
Yeah, but you're going to go to court no matter what, right? Because now this is starting a different kind of court case.
Why? Who's going to sue who?
Well, I think it is. I think they did go to court. I mean, you should see the amount of trash on this person's lawn. And it's not, it's like a tiny little lawn.
Yeah,
it fills
right.
up the entire from sidewalk to house.
Good for them.
It's like all trash.
You contract a service. If you don't pay for it, listen, don't mess with contractor people and builder people. They'll come in and rip that fireplace right out if you don't pay for it. I've seen videos of those guys ripping wires out and taking drywall down because it wasn't paid for.
Okay. Yes, I know. It's not right. And it must be so infuriating when somebody doesn't pay. And mm-hmm. you did your part of it.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It kind of feels a little
icky,
childish, a little immature. Let me empty the garbage onto your front yard. You know what I mean? Like what? now you're impacting the neighbors because now the whole... You know, that's a trashy neighborhood, legitimately and physically.
So you think it's a jerk move?
I kind of think it's... I know it would cross my mind if I owned that company. I'm trying to think, what would I do?
What about the crazy Italian in you? Where does that go? Come on.
I know, but it's not a good look for a company. It's just... I mean, your mother is the one that would always tell you to take the high road, and you preach that too. This is not taking the high road.
I say it's justified. I know. Thanks a lot. Bring my mom into this. I say it's justified. We got messages and texts.
Yes, we do. Jerk, two wrongs don't make a right. If they didn't pay, take them to court like every other business. You don't get to dump garbage on someone's property like that. Jerk, this feels like intimidation, not a business. There are legal ways to handle non-payment, and this isn't one of them.
I don't mean to stereotype garbage companies, but you know about the...
Justified, I run a small business. Oh, okay. Yeah. I run a small business, and people skipping out on bills is brutal. At some point, you hit a breaking point. I get why they did
justified.
It.
Justified. Oh, got another call. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. Who's this?
Tony.
Oh, Tony. What's in my purse, Tony? How are you?
Yeah. I'm good. Are you still doing Jerk or Justified?
Sure am. What do you say?
I say I say it's kind of jerk because not for the people, but for the people who live by there.
Yeah.
That is not good. But, you know, I don't know. I just have to say it's jerk for that reason.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. I mean, I agree, too, because now you're really trashing up the neighborhood. You really are. And these people are moving out of the home, so they don't give a damn. Who's to say they're going to clean it up? They might just move out and be like, sorry, I'm out. We're done.
Exactly. Well, let me tell you, that happened in our little neighborhood here. The people left, and they left trash for the next people, and the poor people are, you know, we're fighting with the garbage company and blah, 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 blah. So,
how much trash, Tony, did they leave?
It was a little, quite a pile.
quite a pile.
Oh, see, now what town are you in again?
Parma.
See, you're ruining it for everybody. You're ruining it for everybody.
Sorry. I don't care.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Tony, it was a hung jury before you called in, and then you put your tally under jerk. So I think we have a verdict, my friend.
The verdict is.
We do.
Jerk.
Yeah. Thank you.
Jerk.
Or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
You know, in a world of morals, it just felt so delicious to see that happen to somebody because they deserved it.
It kind of seems like. Is anyone going to hire that company? Like, it's a bad look for the company.
Yeah. Is it people who want to pay their bill?
I don't know. Okay. Well, anyway. The verdict is the verdict.
All right.
The verdict stands. Thank you to What's in My Purse, Tony.
Spazzano and Sandy.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spazzano and Sandy. Good morning. Welcome to our 8 o'clock hour. It's 8:10. I'm Scott Spazzano. There's Sandy Waters. And here we are. What a big win for the Buffalo Sabres. My God, last night. Hello?
It was, yeah, I thought, like, yes?
You're sitting there contemplating, yeah, it was
awesome. No, I thought you had some audio you were going to play. I thought you found some.
I said it live. It got lost. I don't know if you heard me.
Oh, bummer, because that was such a cool win. Okay, so yeah, the Buffalo Sabres, this is so big. I think this is what we love. This is what we love, right? Oh, this is what unifies us, Buffalo, Rochester. We get so much excitement around this, and because the Buffalo Sabres won their very first playoff in 15 years. It was insane to see all the people there at the arena who didn't even have freaking tickets.
They're just outside, just screaming at the screens.
They just wanted to be a part of it.
You know, and it was awesome. It was just like, you know, all these scores just in the last period. It was just like, made it.
Did you watch it?
No, I didn't. Did you guys watch it from your house?
You know, No, because it's not a very convenient time for me because that's when I'm starting to get ready for bed. But I probably will start watching it because of the energy.
Yeah.
It always takes me a while to pick up because you know how I am with sports, right? I'm done with sports, whatever. But I can wrap my arms around this because it's a vibe now.
It is.
Have you noticed that? Like, people are in a better mood because of it.
It's a Western New York vibe. And we're all like, not only that, the Amherst clinched a playoff position last game. So that's huge, too. So we got the Amherst, we got the Sabres, and then we bring in Kurt Russell and his son. Do you know who Wyatt Russell is? It's like Kate Hudson's half brother.
Yeah, he's the one who was in the Marvel movies. America, the evil one.
He was in Thunderbolts. He's also in, what else was he? He was even in 22 Jump Street back in 2014.
Oh, was he really?
also in Falcon and the Winter Soldier on Disney Plus, all that stuff. So he's in the Marvel universe. Well, he made a bet to his buds on his podcast. That he'd drink a...
Oh, he has a podcast, too?
Yeah, everybody does.
Is there any celebrity that doesn't?
Yeah.
Okay, keep going. Sorry.
So, and his famous mom and dad are, you know, Kurt Russell and Goldie Hawn. And he's like, if the Sabres make the playoffs, I'm going to drink, the Sabre drink thing. It looks like a Sabre, but it's like a beer glass. They're really hard to find these days. He drank a whole beer, and he's going to jump into Lake Erie. So who jumps on this is Kurt Russell himself. Hopefully this is queued up and you can hear it.
Claimed that if the Buffalo Sabres could end their drought and make the playoffs, you'd chug a lake hour and run into the freezing waters of Lake Erie. Well, they did. And you did. So all I got to say is, let's go, Buffalo!
Here they are. He's chugging the beer.
Here we go. Go Sabres. Go
Sabres! They're all out of Lake Erie right now.
3, 2, 1!
It's a bunch of dudes. It's a bunch of freaking dudes.
Jumping in the water.
Oh, that's so cool. Now, there were women there, but the dudes were the ones with the shirt off running into the
water.
But, okay, so you know what? I feel very bad because I saw that video, too, in that post. And they say, so-and-so jumped in the water. And the majority of the comments was like, who is that? Who's that? And I, even myself, was like, I don't know.
You even knew.
I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't?
I know who this guy is. I know Kurt Russell's son. I know he's the evil Captain America. I didn't click with his name. And now I feel bad, too, because I'm one of those. And that poor guy, he freaking froze his butt off and was like, who are you? I feel so bad for him.
That's awesome.
His sister is like, everybody knows her by name, his mom, his dad, and poor him.
Yeah.
He's had a very good career.
He has.
And we don't know his name.
Well, now Wyatt Russell is in our, you know, in our wheelhouse, being Buffalo Bill or a Sabres fan.
Wait, did he? Okay, did he travel? Like, where does he, did he travel here just for that?
I don't know the rest of the story.
I'm thinking he lives in L.A. I don't know. He made a point. Wow, he's really good at making good on bets.
Yeah, got to. And he got some good club out of it.
You and I do not. You know how many bets you and I have placed and neither of us have made good on?
Oh, yeah.
I bet you $1 that.
Throughout our years together.
Oh, God, I love it. So, go Sabres! Next game's for Wednesday, 7:30 game, ESPN. Little Rob Thomas and Santana, 99 to Buzz. Got Spazano, Sandy Waters. And a big up to Tim Hayes. Just won himself a pair of tickets to the M80s. A week from Friday. There you go. Over at Del Lago. Congratulations, Tim. It's part
we'll
of the
have
Buzz
more tickets. We'll have more tickets tomorrow. Okay, so this is the most insane story. This is one of those stories where I'm going to tell it to you, all the details, and you're going to be like, no way, that can't be freaking real. But this is the perfect story that reinforces the I feel like a number at work. And we all have those moments.
Oh, yeah.
On the job where you don't feel like a human being. You feel like you're just a number.
Right.
They don't care about you. If you have a good story that pops into your head, 818-2899.
Nobody can beat this story, though.
I don't know if anybody can. But you know what? Actually, even though employees said, yeah, they told us to work around the dead body, even though I kind of side with the company.
Oh, my God.
So Amazon is going viral for telling coworkers to ignore their dead coworker. His body on the floor.
Okay.
A 46-year-old Amazon warehouse worker collapsed and died at a facility in Oregon.
Oh, jeez.
Troutdale, Oregon. Multiple employees claimed they were told to keep working while the situation was happening. One worker said a supervisor told him to basically, quote, not look and get back to work when they wanted to help. Some workers say they continued working nearby while CPR was being performed.
Jeez.
The worker who died was a tote runner.
Okay.
Now, apparently a tote runner is the person that gathers stacks of yellow plastic bins as tall as a person. They load them onto a cart and haul them up and down long corridors and of the warehouse, long hallways of the warehouse for delivery to other workers.
Okay,
who then
I see.
Fill them with the goods and then go onto the trucks.
Gotcha.
So an employee who called for an ambulance told the dispatcher, we have an associate here who I believe is probably dead. The person does have extensive blood coming from their head. And they're very blue looking. Amazon came forward and said, listen, this is all a misunderstanding. The person died of natural causes, according to Amazon, and we did follow protocol, and people did who knew how to administer CPR tried to revive.
So they responded correctly according to their procedures.
And they said we offer grief counseling and blah blah blah.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, workers are like, "What the hell? They told me to work around a dead body."
Don't look.
Yeah, look the other way. Nothing to see over here. Yeah, everything's good. Keep going. You got to get those.
What do you think?
Got to get those packages out.
How does this make you feel?
It's a bit morbid, but I think I kind of get it too. I kind of get it. I mean, you got to be like, oh my God, this is horrible. All right, guys, we got it covered. You know, just keep doing the thing. We don't want to get the whole. We don't want it to get all backed up and not. You know. Yeah.
Right. You can't just stop everything. Like,
if the whole plant stopped, then that would screw everything up, right?
And customers are not forgiving. Even if you were told, hey, listen, you didn't get your package in time because there was a dead coworker. Even so, people will get, you know, people will get angry.
And you know that not everyone would hear that story as to why their package was an extra day late.
But if you just died, mm-hmm. and they said, you're dead. You're on the floor right now. Dead.
Yeah, right.
And they said, Sandy, just keep talking.
keep those words just going.
I walk around to the other side of the studio, climb over your body.
Right, kick me underneath the control board.
Just kind of push you out of the way.
Well, I mean,
as they're doing CPR, and I'm like, hey, good morning. Here's some Bon Jovi.
The show must go on.
Okay, that's it. Does the show need to go on?
Yeah, kind of does. I mean, yeah, of course, it all depends on the situation. You know, you work in an insurance office and there's four of you there and, you know, somebody has some kind of tragic event. Yeah, obviously, you're going to close for the rest of the day.
The workers, the employees who made this go viral, mm-hmm. they're saying this has traumatized me. They're saying I'm traumatized by the fact that my supervisor told me to keep working and look away. Mm-hmm. I'm traumatized by the fact that I feel like I'm like, it doesn't matter if I'm here or not. I'm just a number.
All it matters that you're there. You don't have a face or a name. Jeez.
But then you think if everybody stopped to watch, I don't know how many people work at an Amazon warehouse in Oregon.
Hundreds.
I mean, we have warehouses here, like 818-2899. If you work at the Amazon warehouse, how many people really could be witness to all this chaos?
Sure.
What are we talking? Five? Are we talking 50?
Oh, yeah, probably. And the thing is, like, you know, from one end of the building to the other, you know, all of a sudden, your buddy on the other side of the planet there at the other end of the warehouse, which is like five football fields away, you send him a text, hey, Joe dropped dead. And everybody comes running over.
Well, see, that's what I was just going to say.
Yeah.
Like, if a tote runner, if this happened where, I don't know wherever these yellow mm-hmm. bins are, all mm-hmm. the way on the other side, mm-hmm. then it's unnecessary for everybody to go watch. Now you're just now you're almost in the way.
In the way, yeah, right.
You're almost preventing the coworker to survive.
It's a sad situation. It's tragic, obviously, but, you know, the show must go on, and you're just a number. Just collect your paycheck and smile. Look the other way. Nothing to see here.
Message on 98.9 The Buzz. I keep going back and forth on this. On one hand, it feels completely cold.
Right.
But on the other hand, I can't imagine the pressure employees are under in a place like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure to just do. I mean, you might feel like a number, but maybe this shows that you're not just a number. We need you to work. Otherwise, you're going to screw up mm-hmm. everything. So you are very important.
Yeah, true. Oh, God. Well, glad it didn't happen around
here. Isn't that crazy? That's the wildest story. It is so insane and so heartbreakingly sad. I don't know much more of mm-hmm. what happened with the individual, like really, truly how they died.
Yeah, what happened here, for real.
They're investigating it.
Yeah, yeah. I wonder really what happened. I mean, if they slipped and fell, it was workplace accident, or if it was just natural causes. We'll never know. You know, like Amazon's so big, it's like Disney. No one ever dies on Disney.
It can't be natural causes. The one, when they called 911, they said blood all over.
What if he passed out and hit his head?
Oh.
And he just like, his ticker stopped and he just dropped and boom.
Oh, and then
I see.
Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list
Done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Springtime is almost here, and if you've been itching to redo every room in your home, Bob's Discount Furniture can help. When you shop at Bob's, you get wow-worthy everyday low prices on fabulous furniture for every room. Everything from stylish mid-century dining sets and top-rated Bob-O-Pedic mattresses with the best warranties in the business to pop-up sleeper sectionals, all for a fraction of what they cost elsewhere. So, stop in or shop online and get wow-worthy pieces for less. Only at Bob's.
It's weird that there are people who are going to fight this tooth and nail and are going to refuse to comply.
What is this?
And it's weird. It like makes no sense why, but people for some reason have odd pride about this one little part of their house. And they have so much pride, they will refuse to comply. The DEC is asking all of us to join in on the lights out for the migrating birds.
Lights out for migrating birds?
Yep. They're saying turn your lights off. Okay. Just don't even turn on your porch light. All of it. Shut it down. Shut your house down. Make it dark. Because bright artificial lights at night can disorient birds that rely on stars to navigate, leading to collisions with buildings, windows, and other structures.
When?
Now. Start now. They're asking us to turn off non-essential outdoor lights, reduce indoor lighting at night, close blinds, curtains when possible. Starting now. Today.
When's this go
to? I don't know when. I don't know when they migrate here. When the weather freaking acts like it's supposed to.
Yeah, right. Wow.
But there are so many people that are like, uh-uh. Not my house. I take pride in the lights that I have.
Why? I don't know how to feel about this.
What do you mean?
Well, don't we have like our lights on outside just to keep burglars away and stuff like that?
Listen, the burglar doesn't care. People don't care. People are breaking into homes and there's cameras all over the place. People don't care.
Well, I guess you're right. Yeah.
It's not going to deter anybody from breaking into your house.
You know what I do hate?
It just gives them more lighting so they can see better how to break in.
Do you know what I do hate, though? And I don't understand why. Are those lampposts, you know, halfway down your yard to the, you know, next to the driveway?
Yeah.
That everybody has? Yeah. Why? What are they for?
Oh, that was just an aesthetic. That meant that you had a fancy house during that time that was a thing. That was like fancy. You're fancy if you paid for the upgrade with that.
For the upgrade?
Yeah, that's an upgrade.
Well, I was already there when I got there. Yeah.
Yes, you did build a house, Scott. Thank you.
Did you guys get
I'm talking
one?
To other people, not just you, you know?
Yeah, everybody builds houses. Rich people.
Everybody has.
Did you guys have one?
I did not.
You know, you did put one in?
Let's stay the course here. The pride with the lights.
I am very proud of my outdoor lighting. I've spent lots of money on it, being able to adjust the colors and the scenes that are set during different times of the year. I've got the Philips Hue bulbs set up outdoors. I got outdoor lighting made specifically for that.
So even though you're killing birds,
guess I
and
am
making them all confused. You're not shutting down the lights.
I know you're trying to guilt me into this, aren't you, Lily?
No, I'm asking a question. Nah, you're not answering the question.
I
you're
am
doing
not
everything
going
but
to,
answer the question.
All right, I am not going to do it. Because
why?
Because I like my lights.
See, you're that guy.
I am that guy.
What the hell? Get off it. It doesn't matter. Like, nobody likes you more because you have lights.
I like it. It's God, for me. It's not for everybody else.
Poor little birds.
Aw.
It's weird. You people are weird about your lights.
Are you guys turning all yours off?
I don't care. Yeah, turn them off. It's going to save me some energy. Maybe I'll save 2 cents from the yard. I don't know.
Now that it's going up even more, you know, you're going to notice the difference.
A neighbor in my neighborhood in my daughter's bedroom. So it's the back of their house is all lit up. It looks like freaking Disney World. Oh. It's like, I don't even know if they could add more lights. I think Lowe's, the shelves are bare because of the neighbor.
Is it like a landscape lighting and those carnival festival lights and all that stuff?
And my daughter's bedroom faces that. Like, it's the perfect viewpoint.
Oh, geez.
Her bedroom is lit up because of that neighbor. And she says, I can't sleep at night because she likes to sleep with the blinds open. So then, I don't know.
The sunlight wakes her up?
Well, but the sunlight doesn't because she goes to school early. But anyhow, whatever. She likes to have her blinds open. And she's like, I can't see. It's like it's, you know, she likes the moonlight. Some people like the stars and the moon and they like to. But you guys are robbing us all of that beautiful, natural moonlight because of your stupid Hue ball, whatever bulbs, whatever they are.
You know what I got him set up to do?
Oh, here we go. Yeah.
When the Buffalo Bills score a touchdown, they blink red and blue.
That's fantastic. So somebody who's going to have a seizure. You're not only killing birds, now you're killing people.
All right. So much for no
turn
guilt
off
trip.
Your lights.
No, so much for no guilt trip. You're welcome.
Spisano and Sandy waking you up
every morning starting at 6. But we got to go to make room for this thing called the Commercial Free 98. It's going to be awesome. Starts top of the hour.
Yes. If you miss anything from the show, you can look up the podcast anywhere you listen to podcasts. Spisano and Sandy or The Breakfast Buzz is how you search it out.
Yes.
We love to hear from you. So if you have a good jerk or justify that happens to you today, just leave us a voice message on the free Audacy app, AUDACY.
And if you search in the search bar guilt trip, it'll bring up every break on the show.
I don't get it. It's save Mother Nature and nope. But you're the same guy that gets ticked off if somebody doesn't recycle. It's weird.
I pick and choose my battles. All right. Well, it's coming up to 9 o'clock right here on The Buzz.
Yes, and it is time to say we out.
We out like your patience with the damn weather. Come on now, people. See you, bye.
Bye, peepee.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt,
Every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered.